Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning peaks for final phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Star campaigners of various political parties conduct several rallies to woo the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates year-long commemoration of 150 years of national song, says Vande Mataram is not just a song but an expression of soul of India. New Delhi takes note of US President Donald Trump's comment about Pakistan's secret nuclear testing, says illegal nuclear activities part of Pakistan's history. 56th International Film Festival of India to be held from the 20th to the 28th of this month in Goa. And in FIDE Chess World Cup, Arjun Erigesi, Pentala Harikrishna win in Game 1 of Round 3, Gukesh Pragyanand and Vidit held to draws. The election campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has peaked. Today, apart from the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, leaders of other contesting parties also addressed several election rallies. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings in Aurangabad and Bhabua in support of NDA candidates. Addressing a rally in Aurangabad, Mr. Modi said that NDA will make Bihar developed.
RJD Congress ne Bihar ke yuvaon ko bhramit karne ki bahut koshish ki, lekin unki sari planning fail ho gayi. Iska ek bahut bada karan hai Bihar ka जागरूक नौजवान. बिहार का नौजवान ये देख रहा है कि आरजेडी कांग्रेस वालों के इरादे क्या है.
Addressing at the rally in Bhabua, the Prime Minister alleged that RJD Congress tried hard to mislead the youth of Bihar, but all their plans failed. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public rally in Amarpur. He said that this election is about the future of Bihar. Mr. Gandhi urged voters to choose a government that works for them and stands with them in times of need. We have more from a correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi tried to corner RJD and Congress on the development and law and order issues. He addressed two election rallies in Aurangabad and Bhabua. Another senior party leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the NDA has tackled terrorism with iron hand and it was manifested in Operation Sindoor and surgical strikes.
The NDA has decided that after coming to power again, we will create a ministry to make Bihar flood free. The water of Kosi, Gandak, Ganga and many other rivers will never bring flood to Bihar. This water will go to the farmers' fields and the fields will flourish.
Kisan ke khet mein jaye aur khet lahlahaye.
He also held a roadshow in Purnia in support of NDA candidates. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, addressing a rally in Chennai in Rohtas, alleged that the Nitish Kumar has ruled the state for 20 years, but people still lack employment opportunities. Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial face, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, addressed election rallies in Purnia, Araria, Bhagalpur and Banka. He said that the NDA leaders are trying to divert people's attention from the real issues of employment.
This time, the election is to build Bihar. It is an election to bring economic justice. It is an election to choose a government that focuses on education, healthcare, employment, irrigation, justice, and action. It is an election to create Bihar where no brother has to leave his village or town.
Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav also addressed a public meeting in Nokha in Rohtas. National convener of BSP Akash Anand addressed a rally in support of party candidate in Sivhar. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Varanasi this evening. Upon arrival, the people of Varanasi and party workers gave the Prime Minister a grand welcome. During his visit, the Prime Minister will flag off 4 new Vande Bharat Express trains tomorrow. The new Vande Bharat Express trains will operate on the Banaras, Khajuraho, Lucknow, Saharanpur, Firozpur, Delhi and Ernakulam, Bengaluru routes. These trains will reduce travel time and enhance regional mobility, promote tourism and support economic activity across the country. Election Commission today said the scrutiny of documents was conducted smoothly in all 121 assembly constituencies which went to polls in the first phase of Bihar assembly elections. The poll body said no discrepancies or malpractice was found at any of the polling stations and no re-poll has been recommended in the first phase. Around 455 candidates or the agents also participated in the scrutiny process. The entire process was videographed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the national song Bande Mataram is not just a song but an expression of the soul of India. The Prime Minister today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Bande Mataram in New Delhi. Addressing an event in the national capital, the Prime Minister Modi said that Bande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream and a resolution. He said the essence of Bande Mataram is Bharat, Ma Bharati, the eternal idea of Bharat.
हमें इस सदी को भारत की सदी बनाना है ये सामर्थ्य भारत में है ये सामर्थ्य भारत के 140 करोड़ लोगों में है हमें इसके लिए खुद पर विश्वास करना होगा दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा डेमोग्राफी एडवांटेज हमारे पास
The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. He also launched the portal BandeMataram150.in where citizens can upload the videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. The GST Bajat Utsav was kicked off on the 22nd of September this year with a reduction in GST rates benefiting citizens across the country. Today, a correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the agriculture sector is helping citizens. We have a report.
The next generation GST reforms have provided relief to the agriculture sector by lowering taxes on essential machinery and food products, making farming more efficient for lakhs of farmers. Fertilizer-related materials such as ammonia, sulfuric acid and nitric acid now attract only 5% GST instead of the 18%, helping reduce the cost of fertilizer production. Meanwhile, GST on tractors with engines below 1800cc has been reduced to just 5% from the previous 12%, directly benefiting farmers by making mechanization more affordable. Furthermore, taxes on processed fruits and vegetables have also been moved to 5%, supporting food processing units. These reforms are aimed at increasing farm profitability, reducing production costs, and strengthening the rural economy across India. With Samarth Priya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India Today hit out at Pakistan alleging that clandestine and illegal nuclear activities are in keeping with its history that is centered around decades of smuggling and export control violations. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has always drawn the attention of the international community to these aspects of Pakistan's record.
Clandestine and illegal nuclear activities are in keeping with Pakistan's history that is centered around decades of smuggling, export control violations, secret partnership, AQ Khan network, and further proliferation. India has always drawn the attention of the international community to these aspects of Pakistan's record. In this backdrop, we have taken note of President Trump's comment about Pakistan's nuclear testing.
Replying to a question on Indian National, Major Vikrant Jaitley retired. The spokesperson said consular officials from Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi have obtained regular consular access and met him on four occasions. He added that the embassy continues to extend all possible consular assistance to him.
On the case of Major Vikrant Jaitley, we are in touch with UAE authorities. Our embassy is seized of the matter. We have been making consular visits to him, and we have done so on four occasions. We are also in close touch with his family. We are offering all possible assistance. On 3rd November, this matter came up in Honorable Delhi High Court, and the High Court had given certain directions. Based on those directions, we are providing all possible assistance to Major Vikrant.
President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a two-nation tour to Angola and Botswana tomorrow. The president will visit Angola on the first leg of a tour at the invitation of her counterpart João Manuel Goncalves Lourenço. India and Angola are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the establishment of a diplomatic relations this year. On the second leg of a visit, President Murmu will proceed to Botswana on the 11th of November. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is set to be held from the 20th to the 28th of this month in Panaji, Goa. Addressing the curtain-raiser press conference of the event in New Delhi today, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that the upcoming International Film Festival of India in Goa will serve as a bridge for creators to the world.
124 participants, young minds, new participants, they are going to participate in 13 various verticals. They are going to participate and they are going to make them whatever cinema or documentary or reels they are going to do in the field of screenwriting, editing, sound, production, design. Further new initiatives also they are going to take.
Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said that the opening ceremony of IFFI will be held on the 20th of this month, marked by a carnival and a parade to celebrate the cinematic journey of the country. He noted that IFFI is an effort to showcase the cinematic diversity of the country.
Our films are not just being made for Indian audience, their films are now being made for global audience. And the International Film Festival is, to an extent, our effort to showcase the cinematic diversity that we have in our country. At the same time, provide opportunities to global filmmakers to come and screen their films to the cinephiles who come in from not just India, but from various parts of the world.
The sacred relics of Lord Buddha enshrined at the National Museum in New Delhi will travel to Bhutan tomorrow for an 11-day public exposition. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will lead the delegation. Ministry of Culture said that the exposition is part of the Global Peace Prayer Festival in Thimphu. Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobge said that the King of Bhutan conceived the concept of the festival as an event for highlighting peace on earth. Flight operations at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi are currently experiencing delays due to an ongoing technical issue with the automatic message switching system that supports the air traffic control flight planning process. In an advisory, Delhi Airport this evening said that concerned authorities are working on resolving the issue at the earliest. The airport authority further urged passengers to follow updates from the airlines regarding revised schedules. In chess, after 14 players crashed out in the first two rounds of the FIDE World Cup, 10 Indian players are now in action in round 3 and are competing in game 1 of round 3 in Goa today. The Indian contingent still in contention includes D. Gukesh, Arjun Eragesi, Pentala Hari Krishna, Diptayan Ghosh, Karthik Venkataraman, Vidit Gujarati, Pranav V, Pranesh M, R. Pragyanand, S. L. Narayanan. We have a report.
Hari Krishna produced a big result, defeating Belgian Grandmaster Daniel Darda in just 2.5 hours with the white pieces. Meanwhile, Arjun Eragasi crushed Shamsuddin Wakidov with brilliant opening preparation and a commanding approach to take a 1-0 lead in their matches. Both now need only a draw with black tomorrow to qualify for round 4, a dominant performance from the Indian stars. Pragnananda and Vidit Gujarati, who had secured the places in round 3 after winning tie breaks matches yesterday, played it safe today and settled for a solid draw, sharing the points with their opponents. The top seed D. Gukesh also ended his game against Frederick Savannah in a draw. With Nikhil Upadhyay's report, this is Aditi Lumba for Akashvani.
In men's cricket, India will take on host Australia in the final game of the 5-match T20 series at the Gabba in Brisbane tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India had registered a dominant 48-run victory of Australia in the fourth match at Kerrara Oval in Queensland last evening. With this win, the men in blue have taken a 2-1 lead in the series. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning peaks for final phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Star campaigners of various political parties conduct several rallies to woo the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song, says Vande Mataram is not just a song, but an expression of soul of India. New Delhi takes note of US President Donald Trump's comment about Pakistan's secret nuclear testing, says illegal nuclear activities part of Pakistan's history. 56th International Film Festival of India to be held from the 20th to the 28th of this month in Goa. And in FIDE Chess World Cup, Arjun Eragesi and Pentala Hari Krishna win in game 1 of round 3. Gukesh Pragyanand and Vidit held to draws. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.